Well, welcome to our first Wednesday night Facebook Bible study. We're glad that you're joining us tonight. We hope that all is well with you and your family. And so join me tonight as we open the scriptures to Psalm chapter 61. So for the last several weeks, we've been studying in the book of Proverbs. Walking in wisdom has been the theme to our Bible study. But tonight I'm going to just change course a little bit because of everything that's going on. And we're going to look into the Psalms this evening. And I'm going to read for you tonight Psalm 61. The psalmist said this, "Hereby cry, O God, attend unto my prayer. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For thou hast been a shelter for me and a strong tower from the enemy. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows, and thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. O, prepare mercy and truth which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows." Let's have a word of prayer together. Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening, and we're thankful, Lord, for your goodness to us. We're thankful for your mercy, and we're thankful for your grace. We ask, Lord, your blessing upon this time of Bible study, that it would draw each of us closer to you, that we would find our confidence, Lord, in you, our strength in you. We pray tonight, Lord, for the leadership of our country. We pray for the President of the United States and the team that he has placed around him. Please give them wisdom and guidance and direction as they lead our country through this time of crisis. Be with our local leaders as well. Give them guidance and wisdom and discretion as they make decisions regarding our community. Be with our church family, watch over them, meet their every need. We pray especially for those that have been afflicted by the virus. We pray, Lord, that your healing hand would be upon them and that your protective hand would be upon us as well. Bless again now this time of Bible study. Let it, Lord, bring honor and glory to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, Psalm 61 is certainly one of my favorite psalms in the Bible. King David wrote this psalm, and he wrote these words, "When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I." The word overwhelmed here in the scriptures, it has the idea of to be covered with darkness. It has the idea to be in distress. In some ways, it's likened to a huge wave that would wash over us and we're completely submerged. And it sure seems that right now there's a huge wave that's sweeping across our country, and it is troubling. It can be overwhelming. Life itself, just the regular aspects of life, can be overwhelming. Just raising our families, our financial situation perhaps, our busy schedules. Sometimes we're dealing with different emotions and things that we're dealing with at work, the relationships that we have. There are times that even these can feel overwhelming. And those are just the normal parts of life. And now with everything that's happening, you add that to it, and wow, it can be quite something, can it? So the psalmist understood that. He understood the idea of being overwhelmed. And he made this cry out unto the Lord, "Lead me to the rock that is higher than I." There's a true story that took place in northern England, along the coast of northern England, along the shoreline. There was a particular spot where ships would often wreck upon the rocks. And the survivors of those ships, the sailors, would make it to a particular point along the cliff. And as long as the tide was out, they would be fine. But when the tide would come back in, it would wash them out to sea. So a minister in northern England painstakingly chiseled down the cliff a set of steps. And in those steps was safety for the sailors when their ships would wreck and they'd make it to shore. They could climb those steps to the highest point of the cliff and get over the top of the cliff and be rescued. So I think of that story that was a true story, and I think of these scriptures. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. The psalmist here, he says this. He says, well, how will I pray when I'm overwhelmed? And he said, I'll cry, Lord, unto you. And then he said, well, where should he pray? And he said, from the ends of the earth. And when would he pray? As I've already said, when he was overwhelmed. And for what would he pray? To be led to the rock that's higher than I. And why? Because the Lord has promised to be our shelter. The Lord has promised to give us peace in times of uncertainty. And that's a great blessing. David wrote these words in Psalm 143. He said this, for the enemy hath persecuted my soul. He hath smitten my life to the ground. He hath made me to dwell in darkness, as those that have been long dead. Therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. And then he cried, hear me speedily, O Lord. When my spirit faileth, hide not thy face from me, lest I be like unto them that go down into the pit. King David knew what it meant to be overwhelmed. He had faced many trials and difficulties his entire life. And he's writing these words in Psalm 61 when he had become the king of Israel. And so just like that minister of old chiseled out those steps that went down the cliffs on the coast of northern England, let me tonight in this Bible study give you three steps that the psalmist talks about that might be a help to us in these times of uncertainty. And I hope a blessing to you. He said this in verse 4, I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. To abide, it means to dwell and to practice the presence of the Lord in our lives. You know, in other scripture that Jesus has recorded for us, the Bible says this in the Gospel of John, chapter number 15. Jesus said, abide in me, and I in you. And as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Abiding in Christ, that's so important at this particular time, to dwell in him, to practice the presence of the Lord in our lives. So how do we do that? Well, we can do that constantly. We do that constantly by just keeping our minds focused on the things of God. The prophet Isaiah said, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So I want to encourage you to abide in the Lord is to spend time in the Word of God. I chose to read out of the Psalms tonight because the Psalms are so encouraging and so comforting. And so I encourage you during these times to open the Scriptures, open the Word of God regularly, and spend time in God's Word. Abide, that's how we abide in the Lord. And as I've been calling church members today and speaking with them, I've been encouraging them to pray for one another and be praying to the Lord and asking the Lord to give our government officials wisdom and guidance and understanding and our local officials wisdom and guidance and understanding during these times. I know that speaking for myself and for Pastor Ethan and Pastor Aaron, we appreciate your prayers. But just spending time, not only in the Word of God and abiding in His Word, but abiding in our prayer life. The Scriptures talk about our prayer closet, that place where we can go and just talk with the Lord. So I encourage you to do that. I encourage you to abide in the Lord that way. By being in a state of constant prayer, just talking with the Lord and consciously thinking about Him and realizing that He is always thinking about us, that we are always on the Lord's mind. He hasn't forgotten about us. He's not unaware of what we're dealing with. He's not unaware of the virus that's spreading throughout the world. But we realize, too, that we live in a fallen world. We live in a sinful world. And things like viruses and other calamities that come our way are a result of that. That's why the Lord tells us to draw near to Him and to abide in Him. And we can do that confidently. We're told as we abide in the Lord, He builds our confidence and He builds our faith. So the psalmist reminds us of that. I will abide in thy tabernacle forever. But then he says this, I will trust in the covert of thy wings. David often used that phrase, the covert of thy wings. It's a picture, really, of a hen gathering her chicks under her wings. And it's a reminder, it's a picture that the Lord is trying to paint for you and I, to gather together with Him, to let Him protect us, to let Him give us the confidence and the strength and the ability to endure. We trust in the Lord. Someone wrote these words once, and I have them written in my Bible. They said, faith's greatest triumphs are achieved in life's heaviest times. Faith's greatest triumphs are achieved in life's greatest, heaviest times. These are heavy times, but this is when, more times than perhaps others, we just depend upon our faith. It's our faith that strengthens us. Faith that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. Faith that we have in the promises of God's Word. Sometimes we can just reach the end of ourselves and we forget that the Lord has promised never to leave us, never to forsake us. He said, yea, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. So we put our trust in Him. It's a great old hymn that says, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. So the psalmist understood that. This is the same man who, as a young man, faced the great giant Goliath. And when he went to the front of the battle to visit his brothers just as a young boy, and this giant Goliath of the Philistines was mocking the armies of God and was mocking God, David said, is there not a cause? Is there not a cause? And he was ridiculed. He was ridiculed by his brothers for putting his faith in the Lord and for challenging all those that were around him to do what needed to be done. But David took up the stone and the sling, and this giant Goliath, mocking him, was put down that day on the battlefield in the Valley of Elah. And a great victory was won for the Israelites. But even more importantly, there was a great victory won for God Himself, because God is to get the glory in all that we do. And truly, this coronavirus, it is a great Goliath. It is a giant that we need to deal with. And as we trust in the Lord, you and I, we can do our part. We can do our part, again, to encourage one another, to be faithful to the Lord, to reach out to our friends, to reach out to our neighbors, not only with the love of Christ, which is so important, but to display that love by asking if they can and we can meet any of their needs and be a help to them. So David understood that. Here he's an older man writing this as the king of Israel. But as a young man, he took on Goliath. And he won that great battle that day. So trust in the Lord. Trust Him patiently. Be patient. The Lord gives us the patience that we need. This can be a very stressful time because many of you have children at home and you're not used to having them home all day. And you need patience for that. The stress that we sometimes face is perhaps some of us have been laid off from our jobs or we're fearing that we're going to be laid off. Be patient and trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord plentifully as well. You can never trust the Lord too much. You can never do that. Trust in him plentifully. The psalmist said this, "The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom will I trust? My buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. The Lord liveth, and blessed be my rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted." So trust the Lord patiently, and trust him plentifully, and truly trust him personally. He's a personal God. He's a God who knows everything about you. Elsewhere in the scriptures, you know, the Bible says that he knows the very numbers of hairs that we have upon our head. He knows our deepest feelings, the anxiety, the anxiousness that we might have. He knows all about that. Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So I encourage you to do that. Abide in the Lord, dwell in him, practice the presence of the Lord. Trust in the Lord, the psalmist said, "I will trust in the covert of thy wings, Selah." Trusting him patiently and plentifully and personally. Let him be your rock, the rock of our salvation. But then the psalmist ended this with this. He said, "For thou, O God, hast heard my vows, and thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name." I saw that when I was reading through this, the heritage of those that fear thy name. There have been those that have gone before us, brothers and sisters in Christ, that have faced crises in times past. And we're to be reminded of them. We're to be reminded as we constantly, in the day and age in which we live, and rightly so, we're reminded of the greatest generation that fought against the Nazi aggression during World War II. And the sacrifices that each of them made. Well, you and I, we're facing a great aggression today, and we're called to make sacrifices. So let's let our light shine. Let's let our light shine before men that they might see our good works and glorify our Father which is in heaven. Let's be the testimony and the witness that God wants us to be in the world in which many people have lost hope. But we're not people who have lost hope. We're the people of hope. Because our hope is in the eternal one, the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he went on to say this, "Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. He shall abide before God forever. Oh, prepare mercy and truth, which may preserve him. So will I sing praise unto thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows." So King David said this, he said, "I will abide in the Lord during these times of crisis that he was going through. I will trust in him." And then he said, "I will sing praise unto his name forever." Someone wrote these words, "Justice magnified and grace victorious, hell subdued and heaven glorified, death destroyed and immortality established, sin overthrown, and righteousness resplendent." What a great God that we serve. Micah said, "Who is a God like unto thee? Who is a God like unto thee?" There is no God like unto God. We have and are living in unprecedented times. But as someone recently said to me, these may be unprecedented times, but we have an unparalleled God, an all-powerful God. Abide in him. Put your trust in him and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for your past. The psalmist said this, "He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and he established my goings. Blessed is that man that maketh the Lord his trust. It's a wonderful thing to know that at some point, if you have put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ, he saved you from your sin. Just as David said, he lifted me up out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay. Jesus came to die and pay for our sin on the cross. He came to give us new life. He came to give us eternal life. When he went to the cross 2,000 years ago, all of my sin was placed upon him, and all of your sin was placed upon him. And he was paying the price that you and I could never pay for ourselves. That's how much he loves us. That's how much he cares for us. Probably the most well-known verse in all of the scriptures, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's why Jesus came. Listen, the greatest crisis that you and I will ever face is not the coronavirus. The greatest crisis that anyone ever faces is death. And yet Jesus has made a way. He has conquered sin, and he has conquered death. So we can praise him for that. And we praise him in our presence, for the present. He's taking care of us. He watches over us. He gives us that peace that passeth all understanding. And thank him for that. Thank him for that. Thank him for what he's doing in your life right now. Lift up our voices in praise. The Bible says that he's put a new song in our heart. And let's praise him for that. And we can praise him for the future. Because this virus, it will come and it will go. Just like other pandemics have come and they have gone. And there's a brighter future coming, where the virus will subside and it'll be a thing of history. So we can praise him for that. We can trust him by faith for that. This too shall pass. So tonight, as we finish up our Bible study, we're reminded of Psalm 61. If you're feeling overwhelmed this evening, or perhaps there are those that are around you that are feeling overwhelmed, just be an encouragement to them. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. And that rock is the Lord Jesus Christ. So God bless you and have a great night. We look forward to you tuning in again on Sunday morning at 10:30 when we'll broadcast the Sunday morning service. In the meantime, stay safe. Be an encouragement to one another. Pray for one another. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you again for the opportunity to gather here on Facebook and on our website tonight and to have this Bible study. Again, Lord, we pray that you would just bless each and every family, watch over them, keep them safe. Be with our community leaders, be with our government leaders, be with our healthcare workers and our first responders, watch over them and meet their needs, protect them. Be with our doctors and nurses as they are dealing with patients in the hospital. Be protective of them. Be with family members who are dealing with the sickness of the virus right now, and especially be with those who have lost loved ones during this time. Comfort them as, Lord, only you can. But lastly, Lord, help us to remember that life is short and the brevity of life, and to be reminded once again that, Jesus, you came to die and pay for our sin on the cross. And I pray, if there's anyone listening that has never received Christ as their Savior, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you move upon their heart, cause them to think about eternity, cause them to realize there's a God in heaven who sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to die and pay for their sin. And right where they are tonight, as they watch this from home, that they can bow their head, they can call upon the Lord and admit to him that they're a sinner, that they can put their full faith and trust in the death and burial and the resurrection of Jesus Christ and call upon him tonight to be their Savior. We ask this now in Jesus' name. Amen.